We've got several people gone today for traveling to the Priority 15 conference down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Eric popped down to that. He popped back late last night, and I just wanted him to tell us what happened down there. It's a very unique thing in the Midwest, so tell us what that's all about.
So Priority 15 is largely a group of medical professionals who are missionaries, and the 15 is 15 of the most unreached people groups on the globe. And so there's plans in place to get people there to each of those 15 locations by the year 2030. And so this is a huge push, and there's a lot of medical professionals that are really all in on this thing. And so I got to go down Friday, Saturday, and I actually got the privilege of spending a lot of time in the prayer room, just pouring into these missionaries' lives. And seeing what the Lord has for them. So that was just super sweet. It was really wonderful. I hit a couple of classes during the day Saturday. And the Lord is moving. Like, there are house church movements all across the world that nobody started from a Western country. Like, they just natural, organic, they're happening. And they are exploding. And so we just want to help that along as missionaries and whoever wants to do that. Like, and it's exploding right now. So it's super exciting. A couple stories if I can. Mm-hmm. A missionary team had gone to a Middle Eastern country, and they were driving at night and early morning because the roads were so hot they'd pop their tires. So they stopped at a certain location, and a man ran up to them. And they could tell by what he was wearing, he was like the holy man or the praying man of that village, didn't know the Lord. And he ran up to him and he said, "What took you so long? You're finally here." Like, "What do you mean?" He said, "You guys have the words of God." Like, "What are you talking about?" "Well, we do." And they did. They had Bibles in the truck. He didn't see that yet. He said, "I had a dream that you, this truck, brought a book, a black book with gold letters on it." And that's exactly what they had in the truck. And they're like, "Well, how long have you been waiting?" He said, 20 years. 20 years. He had a dream, and he remembered it so clearly about receiving the words of God for his village. So amazing things. And when we partner with the Holy Spirit, He's already got things in play. So another one, more American side of things. So a missionary who lives in California, they were delivering watermelons to a location, and they were feeding some of the workers there and sharing. One guy was standoffish. He wasn't eating. They went and talked to him. He's practicing Ramadan. He's fasting. And they began a conversation about how he's trying to get into heaven, his good deeds to outweigh his bad deeds. And the missionary said, "I know I'm going to heaven." He's like, "There's no way, you know. You really think you're perfect?" So she shared the gospel with this man. And he said, he's an Egyptian man. He's been in America for 8 years, never heard that story. 8 years here. And so I want to encourage you all, including myself, share the story of Jesus. Like, that shouldn't happen. And I guess there's many stories like that where people are right in our midst, have been here for 5, 8, 10 years and never heard the gospel yet. Like, we shouldn't allow that to happen. So I encourage you, stop and tell the story of Jesus. Just start up the conversation. So, amen.
Amen. Amen. That's good.